Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me today, as always, is our expert analyst, Jane.
Hey, Paul. Glad to be here. We've got some truly thought-provoking stories today, spanning ethics to groundbreaking tech.
Absolutely, Jane. Kicking things off with a major one, Pope Leo XIV has released a new encyclical, Magnifica Humanitas, focusing on AI's impact on human dignity. This is a significant move from the Vatican.
It really is, Paul. The document is being praised for its clarity on AI ethics, and the Pope even chose his name, Leo XIV, in homage to Leo XIII, who addressed the social questions of the First Industrial Revolution. It's a direct parallel.
That's such a powerful historical callback, you know, framing AI as this new industrial revolution. But it's not without its critics already, right? Some are comparing it to pre-Copernican geocentrism for denying machine cognition.
That's right. The critique is that the encyclical frames machine processes strictly as data handling, which some argue is an outdated view given the rapid advancements and discussions around AI consciousness or sentience. It's a fundamental philosophical divide.
Fascinating. Shifting gears, Paul Graham, the co-founder of Y Combinator, has weighed in on AI-written founder emails. He's really critical, saying they lose all impact once detected due to a, quote, telltale journalistic tone.
And he's not wrong, Paul. Authenticity and trust are paramount in startup culture, especially for founders. If your outreach feels generic or, worse, AI-generated, it instantly erodes that connection. It's a warning shot for founders relying too heavily on generative AI for communications.
Speaking of things that erode trust, this next story is pretty alarming. Hackers can apparently use inaudible sounds embedded in podcasts or YouTube videos to take over phone AI assistants. That's a huge privacy and security risk.
It's incredibly concerning, Jane. These, quote, silent commands can access your photos, bank accounts, anything connected to your voice AI, all without you even hearing them. It highlights a serious vulnerability in our always-on, voice-activated world.
And on the security front, we also saw a free GitHub tool bypass key safety guardrails on Meta and Google's AI models in under 10 minutes. That's a stark reminder of how quickly these defenses can be circumvented.
Yes, it really underscores the constant cat and mouse game between AI safety and those looking to exploit it. It's an uncomfortable truth that robust guardrails are incredibly difficult to maintain against persistent attackers. Less than Paul, greater than. Another big one that's been making waves is ClickUp, the productivity software company, replacing 22% of its staff with 3,000 AI agents. This is a real-world example of AI's impact on employment. Less than Jane, greater than. It's a stark example, Paul, and one that many have been anticipating. While it highlights AI's efficiency gains for businesses, it also brings into sharp focus the societal challenges and ethical considerations of large-scale automation and job displacement. Less than Paul, greater than. Definitely something to keep an eye on. And finally, on the development front, Elon Musk has announced that Grok's next foundation model, V9 Medium, has finished training and is just 2 to 3 weeks from public release. xAI is also expanding its Grok Build coding assistant beta. Less than Jane, greater than. That's a rapid pace of development from xAI, Paul. The release of a new foundation model and an expanded coding assistant beta signals their aggressive push in the AI space, aiming to compete directly with the major players. It'll be interesting to see its capabilities. Less than Paul, greater than. It certainly will, Jane. That's all the time we have for today's Merge Sort AI Digest. Thank you for your insights, Jane. Less than Jane, greater than. My pleasure, Paul.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.